Virginia lawmakers have finished the two-year budget. They approved a $205 billion plan Monday, and Governor Spanberger now has until July 1st to sign it, amend it, or veto line items. Lawmakers have been told to keep June 29th open in case she sends changes back. The plan funds 4% teacher raises and 3.5% raises for state employees. It also includes Virginia's return to RGGI, the regional carbon market. New analysis from Resources for the Future says that move could trim residential electric bills instead of raising them. The data center compromise taxes facilities at just over 1 cent per kilowatt hour. The tax is capped at $600 million a year. And anything above that cap goes back to the industry. Separate from the budget, about one-third of Virginia is under extreme drought. It is the driest stretch since 2002, and the DEQ Drought Monitoring Task Force met today. Data centers do not get a separate exemption. They face the same water restrictions as every household. The Virginia Supreme Court heard arguments on long aggregate sentences for juvenile offenders. The question is whether those sentences can become unconstitutional life without parole. A ruling could trigger resentencing across the Commonwealth. There is also a public health alert. The Alexandria and Virginia health departments are warning about a measles exposure traced through Dulles on June 17th. If you or your kids are unvaccinated, check the guidance now. For ways to get out this week, the Workhouse Arts Center Annual Fireworks and Community Festival runs Saturday, June 27th from 4 to 10 p.m. in Lorton. In Fredericksburg, the FXBG Pride After Party takes over Market Square Saturday evening from 6 to 11 p.m. For the full briefing, plus events and things to do in your neck of the woods, visit virginiathisweek.com.